Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First to this news that the Defence Forces have carried out a controlled explosion at a homeless shelter in Dublin following a blast at the building yesterday afternoon, which resulted in the death of a man in his 30s. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. So, Conor, the controlled explosion, firstly, what can you tell us about that?
Well, the Army Explosive Ordnance Disposal team, or the bomb squad to you and me, were called to the scene at about 7:30 yesterday. This is the hostel on Little Britain Street. And they made an assessment of the scene using a robot, basically, and also by sending in an EOD technician in a explosive suit to examine the scene. And they found the remnants of seemingly an explosive device that had partially detonated. So because they didn't know if there was more explosive material at the scene, a decision was taken to basically insert a small explosive charge at the scene, which is detonated, and that detonates any remaining explosive to prevent any further danger to the investigators who would follow them in.
So that explosion, controlled explosion, happened after midnight last night?
Well, the scene wrapped up at about 12:30 when the technicians were confident that it was safe and the scene was handed back to the Gardaí for a forensic investigation. That forensic investigation is ongoing this morning, and Gardaí are expected to launch a criminal investigation at some point today.
Okay, so a lot more to emerge, it would seem. Can we go back to the procedure that was used to find out and to assess the scene, to find out what was happening in there? You mentioned a technician and a robot. Can you give us any more detail about that?
So the ordnance disposal team have a range of very high-tech tools to help them assess and defuse explosive devices. It was initially thought that this was a explosion caused by something like a gas cooker or a heater, something like that. But it became evident as the day progressed that there was something more suspicious going on, and it was decided to call in the ordnance disposal team. They would have deployed a robot which would have fed images and video footage back to the control van. That robot is also capable of diffusing explosive devices by firing a small charge at them. And a technician also entered the premises to have a look and see what the best course of action is. And of course, better safe than sorry is kind of the ethos that they go by. So it was decided to carry out a controlled explosion, which, as I said, just involves dropping a small charge either from the robot or by someone in protective clothing and then detonating it. Now, there's drawbacks to that. You lose a lot of evidence when you do that, obviously. So, if they can, they try to avoid it. But if there's any risk to anyone or any danger of explosive material remaining, they will often decide to carry out one of these controlled explosions.
Mm-hmm. And the man who died yesterday, this man in his 30s, what more do we know about him?
We still don't know a huge amount, except for the fact that he's believed to be originally from Poland. His connection, if any, to the explosive device is not known. We don't know who put the device there, how it was set off. We do know it was quite powerful and that he suffered extremely extensive injuries when it detonated, to the point that he was pronounced dead a very short time later. Gardaí are making efforts now to notify the family before releasing his name, and that will be happening in tandem with a full criminal investigation and forensic analysis of the remnants of the explosive device, if there is any left.
So where we stand this morning, and you're reporting this in the last couple of minutes, is that the investigators believe that the blast was caused by an improvised explosive device. That's the information that you've been given. So where will this investigation go from here, Conor?
Well, it'll fall to forensics, really. That's where it will initially go, to determine what type of device this was and what it was potentially intended for. Seemed to be cylindrical in nature. It only went off partially, but it was still enough unfortunately, to kill this man. So really, it's all about forensics right now. But Gardaí are satisfied that it is a suspicious matter rather than a tragic accident. They'll be interviewing, obviously, other people in the centre, staff in the centre, and anything they can about the deceased man and his movements and whoever occupied the room, possibly on previous occasions as well.
Conor, thanks very much for that update. Conor Gallagher there from the Irish Times on that news, which is just emerging.